Hello and welcome to your practice of Yoga Nidra. Prepare yourself by gently, mindfully settling down, nestling down onto and into your bed, maybe your yoga mat, maybe a beach towel today. Whatever you need, whatever makes sense for your rest nest. Wherever you find yourself is perfect. Lay your body down and without rushing or jerking or forcing anything, try to gently align your spine. I really like that. Align your spine as best you can. We do this to, yes, find that symmetry in the body, which the brain loves, but we align the spine to encourage and allow for this free flow of energetic information along this channel, which feeds your entire body. So align your spine, feather your nest, make yourself as cozy and as comfortable as you possibly can. Perhaps an eye pillow or eye covering to block out light and external stimulation, a blanket for your soon to drop body temperature, maybe a thin pillow or folded blanket or rolled towel under the head or neck, something to just allow the chin to naturally drop towards the chest just a little bit. Maybe using a bolster, a pillow, a rolled up blanket, or even an extra rolled up yoga mat wrapped in a blanket to go under your knees to support the hips and the low back. Grabbing, utilizing, securing, whatever you need to let yourself be totally at ease, totally supported. Whatever you need to let your body fully relax into the experience, the journey that you are about to embark on. And when you feel settled, if you haven't already, allowing the eyes to gently drift closed, take a deep breath in from here. And through the mouth, exhale and expel all of the air from within the belly, letting it go. Again, a deep belly breath in through the nose, creating space, inviting in ease, relaxation, and presence. On the exhale, expel all the air, any stagnant energy, anything keeping you sticky or stuck, let it go. And one more time, a deep but slow conscious breath in, nourish every cell. And through the mouth, feel free to make a sound here as you exhale. Let something go. Jaw opens. Notice whatever comes out. Remember, there is no way to do this practice wrong. Allow the breath to find a natural rhythm. Every exhale, releasing the entire body into the surface below you. Letting the surface receive you, swaddling you in peace, presence, and contentment. Lay your body down and be held. And feel as you are held, feel as your heart center opens and expands. heart center open, breath and light moving in. The presence of life asserting itself here in awareness in the heart. Now from here, this place filled with breath and light from the heart, bring your Sankalpa, your intention, your most heartfelt desire into your awareness, into this practice. A short, positive, present tense statement which resonates with and heals your soul. It can be an I verb statement, such as, I radiate, I manifest, I embody peace, or maybe I sleep easily at night. Maybe it's an I am free, I am whole, I am trusting, I am allowing, I am surrendering, I am brave. This is your heartfelt desire to be manifested, a truth to be revealed. When it comes to you, repeat it to yourself 3 times, embedding it in your open heart. Now release this intention into that loving, supportive embrace of the universe, the source of it all, your advocate who has already incorporated it into your reality. The will of the spirit will be done. Always trusting in that. Trust that your intention is being manifested on your behalf, and you don't have to do anything other than ask and trust. No doing, working, trying, managing, or controlling, ruminating. Dear one, it is all being done for you. So trust and let go now. Open your heart even wider to accept this truth and release any residual effort or trying or doing. Where your attention goes, energy, healing prana flows. So we'll now move our focus into the body to liberate trapped energy, moving deeper and deeper into relaxation. Because when your body is relaxed, and I'm talking actually relaxed, the body is able to accept and allow that healing energy to flow way more freely. So, we are going to do some tense and release. Follow along as best you can. I promise the juice is worth the squeeze. Keep breathing deeply. I want you to tighten and tense, squeeze the whole right side of the body. So start at your toes, squeeze the feet, lock up through the calf muscles, lock the knee, the thigh, front, back, inner, outer thigh, the right glute, the right side of the hip, waist, engage through the ribs, the chest, squeeze the fist, tight fingers and hand, up the forearm, right elbow, upper arm, shoulder, to the upper chest collarbone, right side of your neck if you can, right side of your face, maybe squeeze the eye part of the mouth. Take a huge breath in. Now I want you to hold the breath tight, tense, and squeeze the whole right side of the body. Squeeze even tighter, even tighter. Now through the mouth, huge exhale, release any of that tightness, soften, relax, let go. Stay unhurried, no expectation on your next exhale, letting go even more. Notice your experience, welcome all of it, judge none of it. Keep breathing fully. And now we'll tighten and tense a totally different side of the body. Let the experience be brand new. Breathe deep. Start at the tips of your toes, squeeze the feet, engage the calf muscle, even the shin, lock through the knee, the thigh, back, front, inner, outer, left glute, the left part of the pelvis, low belly, hip, waist, ribs, chest. Now tighten the left fist. Engage through the wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, collarbone, left side of the neck and throat. Scrunch the left side of your face. Squeeze it, scrunch it like a raisin. Take a huge breath in. Hold the breath and tighten the squeeze from top of the left head through the clenched fist and squeezed toes. Keep squeezing, keep holding the breath, even tighter, whole left side. Through the mouth, huge sigh, let go, relax, let go even more. Feel the impact of released energy as it flows through the whole body, right and left side. Breathing, relaxing, letting go. Third time's a charm. We're gonna put it all together. And we'll enable ourselves to drop even deeper into our rest nest. So please breathe fully and deeply as we tighten. Make fists with the hands, both hands, squeeze them tight. Curl the toes, engage through the feet, the ankles, wrists, calves, shins, forearms, knees, elbows, keep breathing, the thighs, all parts of the thighs, the upper arms, the glutes, the shoulders, the hips, the pelvis, kind of like you have to pee, pulling up here, low belly, mid belly, upper belly, keep breathing, the ribs, the chest, the collarbones, the throat, neck, face, and whole head, even the scalp and the ears. Take a huge breath in. Hold the breath. Tighten the entire body. Pull everything in. Scrunch it up. The more you tighten, the more you will release, I promise. Through the mouth, exhale. Expel, let it all go. Feel your entire body melting into the surface below you. Now bring your attention to the face. softening all the muscles here with each exhalation. Long, slow, steady, soothing breath. Feel the crown of the head loosen from the scalp. The hair follicles stimulated and alive, prickling even. Perhaps you can even sense the fontanelle, that space at the top of your head that was soft and open when you were a baby, allowing you more easily to enter into this world, this space where you've always been meant to receive. Sensing the forehead broaden and open, the lines smoothing, easing any grooves or furrows, all erase. The eyelids becoming heavy and weighted, like soft blankets swaddling the orbs of the eyes. And notice how the eyes are cradled, swaddled in their sockets. And sensing the nose, the air moving through each nostril, awakening your sense of smell, receiving any aromas floating on by. The tubes, the canals of the ears opening, widening to better attune oneself to the unfolding of the universe all around you. Letting the ears hear. The hinge of the jaw slackening, releasing down towards the earth. The nerves along the back of the jaw joint opening and dropping down into the neck. The muscles of the neck melting, dropping into the front of the shoulder and the back of the shoulder. The shoulder joints spacious and lubricated, heavy. Sensing relaxation flowing through and into the shoulder blade, gently loosening any stored tension here. Now relax back and trust this present moment. No thinking. Just feeling and sensing all the neural pathways opening and expanding throughout your body. Go with and trust this flow. Feel this connection to spirit, to source, to self. Thoughts suspended from personal storylines or beliefs or biases, the ego detached and released. And for this next phase of Yoga Nidra, let the body be still. And know if you need to move, that's perfectly okay. Just do so calmly, with grace, returning to that stillness as soon as you're able. Letting any disturbances within or without pull you, guide you further into silence. Silence, the home of awareness, of higher awakening. Remembering and reaffirming that gentle nidra intention to remain attentive to the sound of my voice, my vibe here guiding you and instructing you, holding you to a place of utter stillness and healing. Nothing to do here, right? No need to perform or achieve or move or think or do. Just continue to drop down, fall down into a peaceful presence, unifying, connecting heart and mind at the eyebrow center. Eyebrow center. That intuitive, sacred, mysterious place between your eyebrows. Home of the pineal and pituitary glands, tucked into the fold of the middle of the brain, regulating now, balancing, harmonizing the third eye, offering always wisdom, perception, discernment. Connect with this part of yourself now. Full awareness at your third eye. Now return your mind to the breath, drawing breath in from deep in the belly. Feel it rise into the chest through collarbones, inflating the rib cage like a balloon. And then feel it sink down, deflating, emptying, weighting the spine, anchoring back in the belly. Continue like this, maybe mentally counting to four if that helps as you inhale, and four as you exhale. Feel as your body relaxes with each inhale and each exhale. The breath reaching into the space at the top of the clavicle, into the side of the neck, and then down to that space where the shoulder blades rest on the lower rib cage, spine weighted by the breath. Spine now fused to the earth below. Connected to that energy force below. And begin to draw this buzzing, humming earth energy, draw it up along the spine on your next inhale, and then let it gently fall back down with the exhale, landing at the tailbone. Inhale, tailbone to the back of the head, the earth giving the breath and receiving it. Breathing like this, a few rounds of breath. Inhale, tailbone to the back of the skull, receiving breath. Exhale, back of the skull to the tailbone, giving it back. A few rounds of breath in this way. Now return to your natural breath. Full attention at the third eye, breathing here at the point between your eyebrows, still comforted by the earth below. You are held, you are sustained, supported. You don't have to do anything but let the breath breathe you. Let the breath do what it was made to do for you. Give yourself full permission to rest back as your true self, your highest expression right here, right now. And we're going to move from point to point in the body, releasing trapped energy. So listen and follow to my voice as we travel through the body, sensation perhaps arising in each point as I name it. We will begin at the right hand thumb, the right index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, all fingers on the right hand, palm of the hand, back of the hand, the entire right hand, the right wrist, elbow, shoulder, right side of the neck, the right ear, the crown of the head, the left ear, left side of the neck, left shoulder, left elbow, left wrist, left thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, all fingers on the left hand, palm of the hand, back of the hand, the whole left hand, the left inner elbow, the left armpit, left side of the rib cage, left waist, hip, knee, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, left little toe, all of the toes together, and the entire left foot, inside of the left knee, the left groin, the pelvic floor, the pelvic floor. Now the right groin, inside of the right knee, the right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and right little toe, all of the toes together, sole of the foot, the right heel, ankle, knee, the right hip, right waist, right side of the rib cage, right armpit. Now the right side of the chest to the heart center. The heart center. Now up to the third eye, seat of inner wisdom, of intuition. The third eye. Now feel your whole body. Feel your entire body in being, opening and expanding, space enlarging, broadening and accommodating from the tips of your toes to the top of your head. The whole body balanced, complete, and healed. The memory of your wholeness restored. The memory of your wholeness coming back to the forefront of your third eye. Whole body. And now imagine that you are standing tall now. Look down at your feet. Are they bare? Are they clothed in slippers, sturdy sandals. See your feet, the feet of peace. Now notice your torso. Is it plain, bare, naked, clothed, wrapped in silk, fine linen, your favorite sweater? Observe the belt of truth at your waist. Even feel at the top of your head, the crown. Is it made of stars or flowers? Maybe alive branches or shining gemstones or butterflies? Is the crown fixed? Is it vibrating? Be aware of yourself standing tall. Be aware of the crown resting on your head. This crown, however it looks and feels, fits perfectly. It was made just for you. The crown lifts you up to the universe. It connects you to Source. Now step back and observe yourself standing tall with this crown from a distance. See the wholeness, see the totality of yourself, undistorted by any perception. See yourself the way that your maker observes you. Arrayed like the sun, decked out in your glory, radiating light, love, strength, peace, and joy. Imprint this image of yourself on your soul. Now take off whatever may be on your feet. Standing on holy ground now, sacred territory within yourself. Feel the holiest of holies rooting you firmly in this feeling, this domain of grace and mercy. You are completely safe and secure. Relax in this perfect place, this perfect peace. Relax in a holy knowing. Relax in letting go. Stand tall and relax in letting go. And recall your intention or sankalpa now. Repeat it silently to yourself. Allowing this intention to penetrate your soul at the core of your being. Here it will be received, assimilated, integrated, and digested. And then it will give life, producing that fruit, whether you are aware of it or not. You can always call on your intention. It's now incorporated into the very fiber of your being. So radically trust that your higher power will act on your behalf always. give thanks, and let it go. And at this time, could you invite in any of your guides, messengers, mentors, angels, friends, or family members? See them, feel them, greet them, and ask them to hold your intention for you as well, amplifying its power. Now allow this angel, messenger, family member, guide, allow them to send you a message of love, a message of hope now. It could appear as an image, a thought, a feeling, a sensation, words of wisdom or advice, assurance that all will be well and all is well. Receiving this from your guides now. Open and trust. Receive this moment fully. Now begin to attune your ears to the sounds in the body. Listen to the oxygen as it flows throughout, the breath, the blood as it courses through all regions of the body, listening to your heartbeat, breath and blood working in perfect synchronicity. Expand this awareness, this attunement from inside of your body to the outside, listening for sound. Gradually widening the space of sound, rippling out all near and far sounds. And then attune your awareness to the space behind your forehead, noticing an absence of activity here. Slowly coming back into the body, gently resurfacing back into awareness. The memory of your wholeness still lingering, still intact. You can deepen the breath. You may remain in stillness or begin to move the body in any way that seems organic and natural, honoring the body however that shows up in this moment. Taking your time, there's no rush. You can stay on your back. You could find a big stretch, a rock and a roll, maybe come onto one side. Taking this as a sacred pause, and could you repeat your intention one more time here at the end of our practice? And let this be your touchstone, the stored memory of it arising to guide you from reaction to right response. Stay connected to your Sankalpa, to this sense of presence and peace, remaining here in this stillness, in this quiet, allowing the body to just lay here, to rest and be held, held in love, grounded in love. Rejoice and give thanks for the healing shifts, for the transformation that has all taken place within your body, mind, and spirit today. Allow peace to pervade your breath, soft and easy, your heartbeat calm and steady, and your mind uncluttered and free. Welcome back home. With my hand at my heart center, I bow to you. This practice of online nidra is now complete. Namaste, dear friend. Love never fails.